Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. I'm so glad you're joining us for our lesson about Jaisalmer. Now, what kinds of things do you like to celebrate? There are many things to celebrate, right? Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries. Have you ever thought of celebrating the desert? The title of our lesson is the Jaisalmer Desert Festival. Well, Jaisalmer Festival attenders are not celebrating the desert as much as they are celebrating their culture. However, Jaisalmer is a very dry desert. Of course, at this festival, you can hear music, see dances, and even ride a camel. But there is more. What about, what about mustaches and turbans? Mustaches and turbans. We'll find out how important they are, and we'll also learn about the ancient walled city of Jaisalmer. That's right, friends, I know you are ready to begin. I know you have your magazine open, so let's get started.
The Jaisalmer Desert Festival. One of the festival's most popular events is the Mr. Desert Competition, where judges assess contestants' mustaches, which are seen as a sign of honor. Visitors to the festival are allowed to take pictures with the winners and sometimes even judge the contest. Another traditional sign of honor is the turban. So the festival also includes turban tying demonstrations, which present turban tying as an art, as it can be done several ways. Of course, no festival is complete without food and shopping, and the Jaisalmer Desert Festival has plenty of both. Local dishes are available for hungry guests to enjoy.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 assess 这个动词。assess 是指评价、鉴定或者是评估。例如 ,in this school, the teachers are assessed by their students each semester. 在这个学校老师的表现每个学期都会被学生评估。或者是 it's difficult to assess the cost of the damage caused by the hurricane. 要评估这个飓风造成的损失价值很困难。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 就变成 assessment。例如 risk assessment is important for major investments。风险评估对于重大的投资十分重要。继续我们看 turban 这个名词。turban 是指锡克族等等的教徒用的包头巾。有的是为了装饰，有的是一种宗教的表达。例如 turbans in different colors and styles are sold in this market。这个市场卖各种颜色以及各式各样的包头巾。或者是 the turban must be tied firmly around the head so it won't fall. 包头巾必须在头的周围紧实地绑好才不会掉下来。或者是 the ornaments on the bride's turban were gifts from the family. 这位新娘包头巾上的饰品是家人所馈赠的礼物。
Hey Gabe, what are you wearing? That's pretty funny.
Don't touch.My beard and mustache?
Oh, so sorry.
This is a sign of honor, especially if you want to go and attend the Jaisalmer Desert Festival.
Hey, Gabe, are you wanting to compete in the Mr. Desert competition?
Yeah, Rebecca, do you think I can? Is this good enough? This is a mustache right here, and it comes with a beard. Mm. It's a nice white one, and we all respect older guys who have white
right,
beards.
Right, right. Gabe, I'm not sure that you would actually win the competition, because some of the mustaches that the competitors have, they're pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Want to see one?
Yeah, of course I want to see one of these mustaches, because I think that my mustache really is the best, because it does come with this nice, fluffy white beard.But do you have a mustache, Rebecca? Can you show me a mustache?
Well, no, I don't have a mustache on myself. But here, take a look at this mustache.
Oh, you mean from the festival?
Yeah.
Well, what does it look like? Can we see it? There it is. Oh, my goodness.
Gabe, I'm not sure that your mustache compares to this mustache.
Wow.
I think you need a little bit more practice growing out your mustache.
I like that he has, like, two bodyguards with him. Mm-hmm. They're like, man, this guy's mustache is so cool. We need to protect it. Guys, step away from the mustache, please.
Well, come on, Gabe. Huh? Anyone might be able to just come up to this guy and cut off his mustache with some scissors.
That's right, or yank it.
Yeah.
That would be kind of painful.
That would hurt.
Well, I'm sure you could see mustaches like this and much more if you go to this festival, friends. That is really interesting.
Well, you know what another thing that's really interesting is that one of the festival's most popular events is the Mr. Desert competition, where judges assess contestants' mustaches, which are seen as a sign of honor. So what exactly is a sign of honor? Now, if you honor somebody, that means that you show that person respect. But what is a sign of honor?
Okay, so in India, we find that mustaches are a sign of honor. If you have a mustache, and depending on what it looks like, that's a sign of honor, right? Or we're reading on about turbans. Turbans are also a sign of honor. Now, this reminds me of the movie, A Beautiful Mind. Have you ever seen that movie with Russell Crowe, Rebecca?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Okay, in the movie, there's a scene where professors are giving their pens to Russell Crowe's character.
Okay.
And that is a sign of honor because they only give their pens to the person that they really respect and honor at that university. So that's a sign of honor. But of course, in different cultures, different things are a sign of honor. Rebecca.
Yes.
Here at Studio Classroom, do you think that my beard is a sign of honor? Aren't you honored to work with me?
Actually, Gabe, I was thinking that your mustache was a little distracting because it's just like this hair on your face and doesn't really have much purpose.
Yeah, didn't have. I'm going to keep my sign of honor right now as we continue teaching from this lesson. Yes, Rebecca.
I was going to say, in the next sentence, we read, visitors to the festival are allowed to take pictures with the winners and sometimes even judge the contest. You know that picture that we saw earlier with the two bodyguards? Is it not possible that those bodyguards were actually just people taking a picture with the contestant?
Oh, maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe those aren't bodyguards. I'm sure that people would love to come and take a picture of me with my beard and mustache as well.
Right, Gabe, and I could be the one who takes a picture with you.
All right.
Ready? Got it.
Okay. All right. So another traditional sign of honor is the turban. So the festival also includes turban tying demonstrations, which present turban tying as an art, as it can be done in several ways. Well, I did not know that you could tie a turban in many different ways. But the turban, as I said before, is also a sign of honor.
And we read, of course, no festival is complete without food and shopping. And the Jaisalmer Desert Festival has plenty of both. Now let's talk about this phrase, no something is complete without something else. That just means that if this particular item, food and shopping, didn't exist at the festival would be missing something.
This reminds me of Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. No Christmas dinner or no Thanksgiving dinner is complete without a turkey. It's all about the turkey.
Gabe, that is an excellent example.
It is. You know what else is a good example?
Tell me.
Let me tell you something, Rebecca.
I'm ready.
No Studio Classroom lesson is complete without
The Info Cloud.
Yes, friends, we do have something interesting to learn about the words last and latest. Let's go to
The Info Cloud.
You can touch my beard.
Oh, it just came off. I didn't mean to. Hi, friends. Today we're going to look at two very similar words, both in form and in meaning. Last and latest.
Oh, those can be a little tricky.
Yes, they can. Let's look at the word last first.
Okay, last can be used either to refer to the most recent thing in a sequence of events or refer to the final event.
So if I say the last episode was great, I could be referring to the newest episode of a program of which there still will be more to come, or I could be saying that the final, very last episode of that program was really good.
So context is very important. You'd have to rely on context in order to know which of those two is meant.
Right. But what about the word latest?
The word latest is more precise. It refers specifically to the most recent thing or event in a series that will continue.
So if I say the latest episode of Game of Thrones was especially good, you would know without a doubt that Game of Thrones isn't over. There will be more episodes to come, and that I am talking about the most recent one that aired.
Last 这个字有好几个定义，它可以指在顺序上最后的、最后剩下的，也可以指刚过去的。因此 ,the last episode of Game of Thrones 可以表示上一集的权力游戏，也可以表示最后一集的权力游戏。这时候我们必须依赖 context, 上下文才可以断定 last 是指什么。latest 就比较精准 ,latest 就是指最近的或最新的。所以 ,the latest episode of Game of Thrones 就毫无疑问表示刚刚播出的那一集，也就是说未来还会有更多的续集。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Are you almost done, Rebecca?
Yep, your turban is finished.
Oh, sweet. Great, now I have a turban and a mustache, both signs of honor in India.
That's right. Hey, Gabe, how do you say mustache in Chinese?
Oh, that is 胡子.
Okay, and how do you say beard in Chinese?
Oh, that is 胡子.
胡子. Wait, mustache and beard are said the same? They're the same word?Same Chinese word?
这个是好问题。
So what's the difference?
Well, 其实有一些人以为嘴巴上面的也叫做 beard. 其实这个不对。嘴巴上面的叫做 mustache, 嘴巴下面的旁边的这个才叫做 beard.
Well, you know something, Gabe? You have both a beard and a mustache.
Yes.
And you have a turban. I think you're ready to compete in the festival.
Well, let's go.
The Jaisalmer Desert Festival. Craftsmen from around the region bring their wares, including everything from skirts to rugs to camel ornaments. If all the activity in the festival becomes too much for people, they can go and explore the ancient walled city of Jaisalmer. Dating back to the 12th century, the city is dotted with old sandstone buildings,some of which are covered with intricate carvings. The desert around Jaisalmer blossoms with a flourishing culture, including music, art, and even dancing camels.
All right, 接下来我们看 where 这个名词。Where 在这里是指商品或作品。例如 the company started to sell their wares overseas recently. 这家公司最近开始销售他们的商品到海外。Ware 也指用具或者某种材质做的制品，前面会加上其他的名词。例如 Mom got most of her kitchenware from flea markets. 妈妈大部分的厨房用品都是跳蚤市场买的。或者是 All the silverware is polished regularly. 所有的银器都固定的会被擦拭。最后我们看的是 intricate 这个形容词 intricate 在这里是指复杂精细的或者是花样繁复而且精致的注意 C 后面的 A 是发的音念成 intricate 例如 the intricate details of the wedding gown caught my eye 这件新娘礼服繁复精致的细节吸引了我的注意 intricate 也指错综复杂的。例如 ，many tourists were confused by the city's intricate subway system。许多游客都被这个城市复杂的地铁系统给弄得头昏眼花。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now we've already learned that there's lots of good food at this festival. But we learned something else very interesting. We read, craftsmen from around the region bring their wares, including everything from skirts to rugs to camel ornaments. So it sounds like there's a lot of good things that you can buy at the festival as well.
Rebecca, this sounds like paradise for you, doesn't it?
Are you saying I like to buy things?
I'm saying you like to shop sometimes.
Well, you are right. I like to buy things that are useful.
Yeah, and probably unique, too. Wouldn't you like to see the different kinds of skirts and the different kinds of clothing? I'm sure that they're selling turbans and things like that as well.
Well, I think you might be interested in buying another turban.
Well, yes, I am.It is a good sign of honor in India, so I need one for every time I go.
And I'm sure you've gone many times, right?
Just once. Yeah.
Okay, well, if all the activity in the festival becomes too much for people, they can go and explore the ancient walled cities, or the ancient walled city of Jaisalmer.
Well, hold on before we continue. Let's take a look at a phrase from this sentence.The festival, the activity could become too much for somebody. Now, what does this mean? Sometimes when I hear the phrase, too much, I'm thinking of the cost of something. Oh, no, it's too much. I don't want to pay that. It's too much. But what does it mean for the activity to be too much for people?
Well, I think sometimes when you're in crowds of people...It can be a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. There can just be so many activities, so many people, and you just want a break and get away from all the people. For example, night markets are fun. They're good to go to every once in a while. But for me, if I were to go every single night, that would just be too much for me, all the activity at the night markets.
Oh, I see. Yes, so something might be...kind of annoying or difficult or tiring. And you could use this phrase, it's too much. For another example, my friend Jeremiah, well, he was only here for a few months when he got into a scooter accident, and he really missed his girlfriend back home, and it was all just too much. So he left very soon after he got here. It was just too much.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's probably happy back home.
He is. He's happily married now. Well, friends, use this phrase sometime if something is too much for somebody. So we're learning about the ancient walled city of Jaisalmer, which actually is a World Heritage Site. So if you're interested in visiting these, Jaisalmer is a great place to go.
And continuing with our lesson, we read, dating back to the 12th century...The city is dotted with old sandstone buildings, some of which are covered with intricate carvings. Now, let's go back and talk about those words dotted with. Oftentimes, when I see the word dot, I think of, you know, a small little circular, black circular thing, and it's...like on top of an eye or just on your clothing, dotted.
That's right. Like the word with, W-I-T-H, there's a little dot above the eye, right?
Exactly.
You dot your eyes. Well, that's the idea here, is that from above, if you're looking down, like pretend you're in an airplane, you're looking down at the land, you can see little dots here and there. Of course, they're not dots. They might be houses.But from above, they appear to be dots. So you could say that this place is dotted with these things.
And it also gives you the idea that there are a lot of this particular item. And they're kind of spread out over a large area. So you could say, for example, the area is dotted with beautiful churches. Or, you know, there are KFCs dotted around this city. They're all over the place.
Oh, I would say that about 7-Eleven.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah, Taipei is dotted with 7-Elevens. You know, I go to Maokong or to Jiufen, right? And you could say that these areas are dotted with tea houses, right? There are many tea houses in different parts. So now you know how to use this phrase. Use it.
That's right. So the desert around Jaisalmer blossoms with a flourishing culture, including music, art, and even dancing camels. I did not know that camels could dance, but apparently you might just see one of these at the festival.
And I would go and join the camels and dance with the dancing camels. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to dance our way to a review skit.
Ah, India! It's alive!
Yes, alive with a dizzying array of music, dances, crafts, and competitions.
And decorated camels!
Yes, especially camels. All participating in the desert festival.
Yeah, we're honoring the regional culture of Rajasthan.
It begins with a procession, local families wearing colorful traditional costumes.
From then on, the city bursts with sights and sounds and flavors.
I love the folk music.
I love the dancing. Oh, and the contests.
Oh, camel races, camel polo, and camel dances.
Actually, I'm competing in the best dressed camel contest. How do I look?
Terrific. I'm competing in the Mr. Desert competition. The judges will assess my mustache. What do you think?
Ooh, it's a sign of honor. And so is your turban.
Thank you. I can show you how to tie one. It's an art.
Ooh. Great. Oh, and then can we eat and shop?
Of course. No festival is complete without food and shopping.
I love the wares that the craftsmen bring.
Yes, everything from skirts to rugs to...
to camel ornaments.
Yes. After shopping, we can explore the ancient walled city. It's dotted with old sandstone buildings.
With intricate carvings.
Yes, the city blossoms with flourishing culture, music, art, and...
and camel dancing.
Ah, yes, especially camel dancing.
One, two, one, two. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Rebecca, do you know what India makes me think of?
What? Okay, Gabe, Gabe, please stop. Gabe, stop. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and we can't wait to see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.